Swung on, hit high in the air, deep right field. Gordon's back on the track near the wall. He leaps, it hits the top of the wall. Ricochets back toward right field. He's laying on the ground. Now he gets up, runs after it. On his way to score is Cabrera. Kipnis will try to score. Relay throw to the plate. He's in standing with an inside-the-park home run. And he high-fives the fans behind home plate. Jason Kipnis with an inside the.
Did I hit the button? Did I shut him off? What happened there? I don't know. 7:23, let's check in with Bob DiBiase of the Tribe. He joins us courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi and our Tribe Talking Tickets. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, that was a good one by Hammy. Obviously a better one by Jason Kipnis. What a day yesterday, 4 for 5, helping us get a win in Kansas City. Terry Francona talked about it. The guys looked a little tired going into Kansas City. They had played 29 games in 31 days, so they would have been dragging a little bit, although we were 19-10 in that 29 game in 31 day stretch, a .655 winning percentage to go 13 games up on Minnesota. So all in all, a heck of a 30-day, one-month stretch. So we have about a month of baseball to go. 32 games remain before we get ready for October baseball.
So what was on the back of Kipnis's jersey? What was the name that he chose for his nickname yesterday? You know.
Well, Buddy Bell and a few others. Travis Fryman, I think, nicknamed him Dirtbag when he was coming up through the minor leagues because he got his uniform dirty, was diving all over the place, had flies, going all out all the time. So his nickname, it stuck from the minor leagues, is Dirtbag.
That's the best, worst nickname I've ever heard, by the way.
Yeah, I think mine was, like last year was my favorite, so I guess I'll stick with it with Sunshine for Clevenger. I think that's a pretty good one.
Well, the Not Justin is a good one, too. I like that.
I like that one as well, Not Justin. That got a lot of play around the country for sure.
That Edwin guy seems to be rather hot, Bob, since coming back from the DL.
Well, Edwin, you know, he was chomping at the bit to get back in the lineup. We just felt after he got hit on the hand right before the All-Star game, we were playing the Yankees in that four-game series at home, and he got hit on that Sunday right on the top of the hand. And when he came back, it still was bruised, and it affected the way he held the bat, and it resulted in a bicep injury. So it was best just to put him on the 10-day DL, let him rest, get his body going. And, yeah, he has jumped back into play pretty darn well. Power in the ball. Premier power hitter the last 5-6 years in all the American League. So he's back at it again. And we'll have, speaking of Edwin, an Encarnacion bobblehead on this coming Wednesday, August 29th, tomorrow, we begin a 9-game, 3-team homestand against the Minnesota Twins for 3. Tampa Bay comes in for the weekend. First time we see Tampa Bay all year. They're having a good year. They're above .500. They have 3 on the weekend, and then 3 against Kansas City for the 9-game, 3-team homestand. So bobblehead of Edwin Encarnacion this coming Wednesday, 7:10 start.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Mark and Deli with our Tribe Talking Tickets this morning. We're almost wrapping up August here, getting ready for September in that final stretch, but sitting with 74 wins. Good place to be for the Tribe, but still have a long way to go, I guess, just to get ourselves ready for the postseason.
Yeah, get ready for October. 32 games remain. What, we're 18 games over .500, again, 13 games up, the largest divisional lead in all of baseball. Fun homestand here as we do end the end of August and begin September. Again, Edwin Encarnacion bobblehead on Wednesday, On Thursday, we have a 1-10 game. There'll be two weekday day games on this homestand, one this Thursday and then the following Wednesday to conclude the homestand. We'll have back-to-back fireworks shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Sunday's a 4-10 start for the Labor Day holiday. Labor Day, we'll have a 4-10 start, and look forward to really a fun-filled nine-game homestand. Check it all out at Indians.com.
That's right. If you want to get into a regular season game, there's a limited number of those left, I guess, as the season dwindles on. But we're also hoping for some fun times in October. Bob, we'll talk again next Tuesday. We'll give you a Labor Day off. How about that?
You're nice, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks. We'll talk next Tuesday. Have a great week, boys. Go Tribe.